You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What a wild day, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network on this Tuesday night, October 22nd, and a Wednesday, October 23rd. In what has been a crazy day, certainly for Detroit Lions fans, as number one, Kerryon Johnson placed on injured reserve and will miss the next 8 weeks after undergoing knee surgery. Then, late this afternoon, the Lions announce a trade, sending starting safety Quandre Diggs, one of the heart and soul guys of their defense, who they just gave a three-year extension to last year, worth over $20 million. They send him to the Seattle Seahawks for a fifth-round pick, opening up more playing time for the rookie Will Harris and the second-year man Tracy Walker. Matt Derry with you. Welcome into Locked On Lions, brought to you today by the Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation for Autism. We hope to see you Saturday for his Super Bowl Squares event from noon to 4 down at Freddie's Pizza in Melvindale. I don't know where to go or what to say here, folks, tonight. This has been a wild day. We've got to talk about the Kerryon Johnson situation and the move that I think the Lions need to make. Then we got to get into this Quandre Diggs trade situation where Bob Quinn has now jettisoned yet another Martin Mayhew pick. Who's left? Stafford, Muehlbach, Sam Martin? Is that it? This is crazy. Zach Zenner's available. He was cut today by the Saints. You know ZZ's coming back. And the spin is unbelievable. I got news for you. And I don't have this confirmed, and I haven't texted Justin, I haven't texted Kyle, and I haven't texted Dave Burkhead. But all the beat writers are on Twitter tonight talking about how bad Quandre Diggs' tackling has been as of late, etc. But this one's a bit of a stunner. Where is this franchise going at 2-3-1? I don't know. Many of you are going to say, well, there's a lot of season left. I was preparing, driving home from work today, coming on the air today and talking about how I don't think this season is over. And I don't view the Lions season as being done just because Kerryon Johnson's out for 8 weeks after knee surgery, and how all is dead and buried and the season's over, and what are the Lions going to do at running back and all this other stuff. I'm not ready to do that. I'm not ready to say any of that just yet. It's still early. And this Lions schedule coming up with the likes of the Giants, and we're going to talk to Patricia Traina, a host of Locked On Giants tomorrow on the Crossover podcast, which we recorded today, by the way. Then the Raiders, then the Bears, who were a mess. I don't see the Lions season as being done or anything else. But what I do see is the following. Bob Quinn sent a missive into that locker room today that 2-3-1 is unacceptable. And oh, by the way, your favorite guy, one of your favorite guys, Quandre Diggs, he gone. That's what Quinn said. Quandre Diggs traded for a fifth-round pick. I thought Quandre Diggs was a pretty good football player. He finished with the fourth highest PFF score this past Sunday. Don't tell me his skills were declining. He had a hamstring injury earlier in the year. He did have a bad game against the Eagles where he missed a bunch of tackles. Quandre Diggs' salary cap number was to jump from, I believe, $2.5 million to $5 million next season. So they're going to save some money. But you know what? I don't want to hear about saving money. You want to have and accumulate as many good football players as you can. The defense right here, right now, on October 22nd, is worse than it was on October 20th if you are sending Quandre Diggs packing. He's a good football player, and Seattle just, I think, got a steal. I'm a Quandre Diggs fan. But apparently, the Lions are very high on Will Harris, their third-round pick this year, and Tracy Walker, their third-round pick last year. And those two guys are going to see a lot of time, as will Tavon Wilson. Your thoughts on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page as well. A stunner. Quandre Diggs traded to the Seahawks. There need to be two moves made by the Lions, and rather quickly. They need another defensive back, and they need a running back. Because in case you missed it earlier today, Kerryon Johnson, again, is going on injured reserve. And he must miss at least 8 weeks, meaning he can only come back for the last two games of the season after undergoing knee surgery. Johnson, of course, had that knee brace on Sunday, walking around the sidelines. The Lions running backs currently are J.D. McKissic and sixth-round pick Ty Johnson. Oh, and Trey Carson, who they picked up from the Green Bay Packers. Those are your running backs currently. I'm doing this show completely and 100% stunned. I'm trying to refresh my Twitter here at 6:10 at night, trying to figure out what's going on. I got people texting me about the Lions going to go after Ryan Kerrigan. I got people talking about Vic Beasley. Kenyon Drake, the Lions have talked to the Dolphins, according to reports, about the running back Kenyon Drake. We know Zenner's available. But when you take away Quandre Diggs, you're taking away one of the more popular players on the Lions team. And you're upsetting the apple cart in that locker room. Now, some of you are going to go, I don't give a shit about the locker room. These guys keep losing. Jamal Agnew tweets, no, with 15 O's. Snacks Harrison, wow, with 10 W's, no way. Darius Slade tweets, this some bullshit here. Oh, I love Darius Slade. Big play Slade. Big play Slade might be the next to go. I'm dead serious. Because they just signed him to a contract recently. What does that mean? No, I don't think they're going to trade Darius Slay. I'm just saying. He's not real happy. The Lions trade Quandre Diggs. Wow. Give Tom Pelissero credit. He was the first to report it. Diggs and a seventh-round pick in 2021 to the Seahawks for a fifth-round pick in 2020. My guy, Softy, out in Seattle, is going to have me on KJR during the 7 o'clock hour tonight to talk about it. The Lions are deep at secondary. They are. But don't tell me Quandre Diggs wasn't a good football player. Don't give me this stuff about, well, his play. I'm reading Dave Burkett right now, okay? Here's what Burkett wrote 39 minutes ago. Number one, the Lions are not, in all caps, in selling mode. Number two, who do you think that came from? Number two, Diggs' play had fallen off from last year. Missed tackles were an issue. Number three, this was the Lions being proactive about dealing him. They called around the league, found very few teams interested. Number four, the Lions are very high on their two young safeties, Tracy Walker and Will Harris. That's a position of depth. He's right about that. It is. Lions still have three safeties right now that can play. Number five, this won't be well received in the locker room, as you see by the tweets. I wonder if another move could be coming at some point like last year. If you recall, many people are sort of comparing this to Golden Tate last year, except Golden Tate was in the last year of his contract and wasn't coming back. I still think Quandre Diggs has plenty of football left in him. Don't tell me his play was falling off so much. You know who else's play has fallen off? Snacks Harrison, Trey Flowers, Jared Davis, Romeo Okwara, Christian Jones. Have they been traded? This whole defense sucks. And you're going to put it on Diggs? Now, there may be another move coming. There may be another move coming. And maybe they wanted to free up some money for this move. I'm going to guess at what that move is and what I'm hoping that move is next. The folks at Roman, a men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Get $10 off your first order of Swipes and free two-day shipping at GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL. Welcome back right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on a crazy Tuesday in the Motor City. Lions and Giants coming up on Sunday, but today the Lions trade Quandre Diggs to the Seahawks for a fifth-round pick. They're starting strong safety, Gonzo. Kerryon Johnson, done for 8 weeks, placed on injured reserve after knee surgery. Matt Patricia saying today he feels terrible for Quandre. Feels badly for Kerryon Johnson. Let me get the quote here. I feel really bad for Kerryon that he's in this situation, but very optimistic going forward, end quote. I got news for the Detroit Lions right here, right now, and what it is time to do. It is time to call the Los Angeles Chargers right here, right now. It's time to call the Chargers and offer up a second-round pick for Melvin Gordon. Trade for Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon bet on himself and sat out the entire summer, all of training camp, and the first four games of the Chargers season in a holdout and lost. Came scrambling back to the Chargers now, has lost a step, isn't as good as Austin Eckler, but you know what? Melvin Gordon is a damn good running back, still young, and needs a change of scenery. Now you're going to say, well, the Chargers want first-round picks for Melvin Gordon. Well, the season, the trade deadline's next week. The Chargers better move him quickly. And trading a second-round pick for Melvin Gordon is no great shakes because Bob Quinn's second-round picks haven't done anything. A'shaun Robinson has 4 career sacks. He's Lions good. Tease Tabor was released. Kerryon Johnson can't stay healthy. And Jelani Tavai, jury's still out. But he's not making the kind of impact a second-round linebacker can make, like I would say, I don't know, Darius Leonard. If I'm the Lions right here, right now, and they're serious about winning, and they're serious about this isn't a rebuild, and this isn't a fire sale, and all these things, they need a high-impact running back right now because Quinn didn't address it this offseason, per usual. They went on and got C.J. Anderson. Now, I like J.D. McKissick, but he's not an every-down back, and Ty Johnson's too wet behind the ears. He's a sixth-rounder. You serious about winning? You just freed up from some money by getting rid of Diggs? Great. Go trade for Melvin Gordon. That's what I would do. Send a second-round pick to the Chargers. Oh, but you can't give up that draft capital. I just told you about Bob Quinn's 4 second-round picks. How many of them are taking a private jet to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl or Orlando or wherever that game is played? A'shaun, Tabor, Kerryon, and Tavai. How many of those guys are lighting it up? I like Kerryon Johnson a lot. Can't stay healthy. Couldn't stay healthy at Auburn. Can't stay healthy here. High school, left shoulder, right shoulder, MCL, thumb. College for Kerryon, ribs, hamstring, ankle, shoulder. NFL, left knee, missed 6 games. Right knee now, will miss 8 games. So that's where I stand on this whole thing. The Lions want to establish the run. The Lions want to turn this into a run-first team. Great. You don't have your big gun now in Kerryon Johnson. Melvin Gordon is available. I understand they've had conversations with the Dolphins about Kenyon Drake. He's not that good. Melvin Gordon is a beast. Some of you are tweeting to me at Derry Smith, Melvin Gordon sucks. Melvin Gordon doesn't look right now. He doesn't. He needs a change of scenery. And he made a big mistake this offseason in a contract year by sitting out. Because now the Chargers have Austin Eckler, and he's tremendous. Tremendous. Pat writes in on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, could be a move to clear cap space to sign a long-term back maybe, like Gordon or Drake. I don't know, seems extreme, but so does trading Diggs. So, Lush Philbin says maybe we can get a pass rusher from Atlanta. Justin Browning on Melvin Gordon, this is what we have to do ASAP. David Alexander says, if we beat Minnesota, I'd be fine with Gordon. Not so sure anymore. And I pointed this out on Twitter. The Bears need a running back. Maybe you beat Chicago to the punch and go get Melvin Gordon. Although they've got the young kid, David Montgomery. Lex says, Melvin Gordon would be an amazing acquisition, but would Kenyon Drake be better? Much more affordable and more durable. Gordon comes with a price tag and injury history. The Lions need a running back. They do. Go get one.
Well, we can't give up the draft picks.
Stop. Definitely something is up. There's going to be another move made. There are two open roster spots. The team still has around now $20 million, just like $20 million under the cap. I think they were at $17 million under the cap heading into today and $46 million under the cap heading into this offseason. So there's money to be spent. And the Lions always seem to play it safe, and they bring in all these fringy guys, C.J. Anderson and LeGarrette Blount and Trey Carson and this guy and that guy, and they get McKissick. Go hit a home run and send a draft pick to the Chargers for Melvin Gordon. Go do it. That's what I would do. This season's not over yet. I'm not ready to call it quits here. And I know some fans are upset. And this is a ballsy move by Quinn. I hope to see you in Melvindale on Saturday. For the details, let's talk to my buddy. Right, we mentioned today's podcast brought to you by the Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation. Freddie is on the line with me now. Big event coming up, Fredo. You've got a date now. We've got the time as you'll be doing your annual Super Bowl squares. But you're opening up your pizzeria, and tell everybody what's going on.
I will have goulash there, and I will have pizza here.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I got to joke around. What's up, Matty Ice?
Freddie, it's great to hear. You almost went 2-0, buddy. You almost had the Lions beating both the Eagles and the Chiefs. You were close.
Yeah, I mean, you said first one to 40. You were close as well, too. When you want to stop being pretenders, you got to stop them on 4th and 8, right? That's how you become a winner. Stop them on 4th and 8. Once they figure that out, they're going to be okay.
So frustrating. All right, Freddie the Pizza Man, longtime friend, a longtime subscriber to this podcast. He's been all over it from day one. October 26th, I will be there. You will be there. Everybody needs to be there. Tell everybody what it's about and how they can help out the foundation.
Well, it's the second annual Freddie the Pizza Man Super Bowl squares, and it's pretty simple. I'm selling football squares. There'll be payouts first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, $250, and there'll be a $500 prize for final score. It's going to be $75 a square, and get in on them quick because they sell out fast, and you can buy them as the minute you hear this all the way until they sell out, and they do sell fast. So you can go online, FreddieThePizzaMan.com. You can donate the $75 there. It goes right to my foundation, which is 501c3. You can stop in and get it, whatever you want. Just instant message me, direct message me, excuse me, and email me just to find out if your number is available first, because some people are superstitious. They want a certain number, and we'll get you in. But October 26th, if you want to stop by, Eddie Murray, former Detroit Lion, Eddie Murray will be here to kick off the event, to say there. And come meet Eddie Murray from 12 to 2. Matt Derry will be here. A couple other guys may be here as well. I'll be here 10:30 to 5:30. And would love to have you. That was long-winded, but would love to have you.
No, I love it, Freddie. It'll be a lot of fun. And if people haven't been down to Freddie the Pizza Man in Melvindale on Allen Road, unbelievable food. People take great care of you. Plus, you're right, Eddie Murray will be there. Eddie's an awesome guy. And you're doing it for a good cause. And so it'll be a nice Saturday afternoon. And look forward to it, brother.
Yeah, just know when you donate to the foundation, whether you join the golf outing or buy football squares, the foundation equips sensory rooms in the state of Michigan. If you go to my website, you'll see we've already done 13 schools and over $20,000. I buy the equipment myself. I bring it to the schools and meet the teachers. One of these days, I'm going to record these teachers when they cry when I bring them the stuff, which makes my day. You know, for you guys' help helps me. It just makes my day when I see these teachers cry, because it's just helping them a ton. And lastly, Matt, Eddie Murray's going to be bringing his Super Bowl trophy. So
that'll be the closest to Allen Park. We'll see that.
Zero Super Bowl drive.
No. They're playing good football. All right, Freddie. We'll see you then.
Thanks.
All right, Freddie, the Pizza Man Foundation, proud sponsor of Locked On Lions. And we always thank Freddie for coming on and joining us here on the show. Again, Eddie Murray will be there Saturday. I'll be there Saturday. Jeff Rieger from The Ticket. From The Ticket will be there Saturday. We'll be hanging out. Get yourself that square. It'll be a lot of fun. What a day for the Detroit Lions. And again, they've got a rather large football game that they've got to play this week, this Sunday. The Lions must, M-U-S-T, must beat the New York Giants this week. And to do so, you know, that run defense, all these things have got to, they've got to get back to playing good, solid football, but fundamental football on the defensive side, because the Giants have a rookie quarterback, Golden Tate, Evan Engram, and Saquon Barkley. That's all they got on offense. Their O-line allowed 8 sacks this past Sunday to the Cardinals. Now, I know not all of it was the O-line's fault. Some blocking issues, some communication issues with the running backs. Jones holds the ball too long. You know, and it will be the first game this Sunday with Tracy Walker alongside Will Harris. There's now Bob Quinn draft picks all over the place. But these guys all better start playing better. And I mentioned this before about Quandre Diggs and people saying, well, Diggs's numbers are declining. Again, Pro Football Focus this past week in the Lions' loss to the Vikings. The following player, the top 5 defensive players were Kevin Strong, Tavon Wilson, Trey Flowers, Quandre Diggs, and Tracy Walker. Quandre Diggs ranked 4th with a 65.3 grade. And I'm not saying that's any great shakes. But declining play, yeah, that number didn't light anybody up, but he had a 65.3. That was 9 points higher than Will Harris, who all of a sudden, apparently, according to the Lions, is ready to be a starter in this league. You know? It's pretty obvious that the Lions are looking to, again, dump these veteran players. They did it with Golden Tate. They're doing it with Quandre Diggs. If they're getting younger, are they getting better, though? Because when Bob Quinn said we're not a 9-7 team when he fired Jim Caldwell, since that time they're 8-13-1. Will Harris better be a stud. He's a pretty good player. He's played well so far. But Quandre Diggs, a good player, well-respected, and you need to have some veteran players on your team. The next move, I don't know what it is. I hope it's not Zach Zenner and some former Patriot defensive back. I hope they do something serious. Make the trade for Melvin Gordon. Why not? Why not? I mean, I know the Lions don't usually do that, but why not? Locked On Lions today, brought to you by Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation, by Roman. Thank you guys for listening on a wild Tuesday into Wednesday. The crossover tomorrow with Patricia Traina from Locked On Giants. We'll find out what New York's all about. I'm sure there will be some other moves. We'll have all that for you tomorrow right here on Locked On Lions.